Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
We'll revisit the Robert Kraft stuff. We'll be talking about it all show. If you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. I've got more to say on that topic. I also I've got a lot to say about high school athletics. I've been outspoken about some of the circumstances I personally have witnessed. I think we're trending in an unhealthy way in large part in youth sports. I think we've got to keep our feet on the ground. And one of the guys that I really think has his feet planted on the ground is Neil Lomax. Former NFL quarterback, Pro Bowl quarterback, Portland State legend. He joins us now on the phone. Neil, how are you, man?
Hey, John. Good afternoon. Doing great.
I heard that you went out to see the kids from McKay High School play. And for our listeners who have followed this story, give us an idea. What are these guys like on the court?
Yeah, I went down with Coach Perry from Portland State. We've become close friends. I love watching their basketball team play in our new Viking Pavilion. And they got a kid at South Salem they're recruiting, Skinner. And he was playing their senior night, and they happened to be playing McKay. I really didn't put the two and two together. We drove down, actually, to meet his parents and shake some hands and kiss some babies and welcome to Portland State. And there's Coach Sanderson, McKay kids. And I went over and introduced myself to him and high-fived some of the kids. And like I told you, kids had no idea who I am. Who's this old guy over here looking like you said, Will Ferrell, shaking hands. But Coach Sanderson and I had a great chat. I just told him I encouraged him and loved him up and kept telling him to do what he's doing, get to the kids' hearts. That's the key.
Let's talk youth sports in general, because it's way different now than when I participated, and I'm kind of looking around and I'm going, this is a whole new world. What advice do you give to parents who may maybe just getting kids who are getting into the club scene or getting into high school sports?
Well, we don't have the hours to discuss that, but the simple kind of one step that I'm looking at now is, you know, don't be the kids' friend. You know, you're a parent. These kids are 15, 16, 17. Keep being the parent. Keep discipline at home. Keep the rules at home consistent. Quit getting caught up in the results. Quit sending kids around and make sure, you know, they're going to be on a championship team. And somehow, some way, that will get your kid a scholarship. You know, there's only 2.5% of all high school athletes in the entire country, 2.5% that will get some form of a athletic scholarship. You have an 18 to 20% chance to get some form of an academic scholarship to go play college sports. So right there, get your kids to class, get those C's to B's, get the B's to A's, and your young 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid has a better chance to go to college and participate in swimming or lacrosse or soccer or football. The parents are way too caught up, John, in the results. We don't want to win. We want to be on a state championship team because you just feel better. And that's the road we've been on the last, I think, 10, 15, 20 years. And it's a bad lane to be in.
How do you course correct when you've got kids who feel pressure that if they don't play year-round, if they don't specialize, if they don't have the certain instruction or go to this trainer, that they're not going to be able to keep pace with other kids? I mean, you've played in the NFL. You've played at the highest level. So how do you get those kids to recognize that, or sell the parents on the idea that this isn't an arms race?
Yeah, again, you know, be the parent. Be the person at home that doesn't buy into the AAU coach, doesn't buy into that traveling coach that promises, you know, the 7-on-7 coach, the someone that promises that, hey, if your kid comes to place for me, you have a lot better chance. I'll get him a scholarship. By the way, I need him all through February, March, April, and May to play football. You know, you shouldn't be in track. So you can't bind that. Multi-sport, multi-activity all year round is the best, healthiest way for really, to me, any 15, 16, 17-year-old boy or girl. Play multiple sports, get involved in multiple activities, and then the fall comes around, you're doing the volleyball, you're doing football, whatever that is, whatever whatever season-specific sport, that's my advice. And I see the healthier kids, healthier families will do that. My kids all did that. They're just healthier. This 24/7, 12 months a year sports is totally idiotic. It's unhealthy. All statistics show that. It's very unhealthy for a young kid.
Former Pro Bowl quarterback, NFL quarterback Neil Lomax with us. I want to shift gears and talk a little bit of football. You had Jim Leavitt at Oregon, the defensive coordinator, and Mario Cristobal, the head coach, who I don't think ever were really on the same page. I think they tried to work together. They tried to make it work. You've been on a lot of teams. What's it like when the coaching staff isn't joined at the hip or doesn't share that vision?
Yeah, especially at that level, John. I mean, the money's so big. I mean, I've talked about it. College football, college sports is the semi-pros. It is the stepping stone. It is the farm league to the pro sports. So when coaches are getting paid like that, I mean, $1.7 million for a coordinator, and his net worth will be wanted someplace else. But when that friction's kind of there and the head coach doesn't get the all buy-in or the philosophy, or maybe he feels he's being undercut in some way by the DC or the OC that, hey, I want to do it my way, not your way, then you got to let him go. You got to have – everybody's got to be bought in with the head coach's philosophy, what he's going to do, how he puts it out, the entire plan. I don't care what level that you're at. I played 10 years in the pros, and I had five different offensive coordinators. I mean, every other year there's a different guy in there. They're trying to find the head coach is trying to find the magic solution, the magic pill. And it doesn't work out, you find someone else. But at that level, too, John, with that kind of money, you better have the right guy backing you up.
Neil Lomax with us. Neil, before I cut you loose, the big news today, Robert Kraft, among those who were named as arrested and cited in a prostitution sting in Florida. I'm really curious to see what the NFL does, if anything, with Kraft and tremendously, troubled by the story. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
You know, we all are fallen people. You know, we are human beings that make mistakes. I'm the least of one that's going to start throwing rocks at people who make mistakes. And he's such a high-profile guy, a billionaire, owned the team. And, you know, who are we now to cast stones at somebody? Let's get the facts. And that's why I go back, John, to just do what I do. I love being around high school kids. I love being the influencer. I love being the mentor. I love being someone that can maybe change their lives, be that father figure or someone that can be in their lives, say, hey, you don't want to be like, you don't want to make these mistakes. You don't want to have this behavior when you're, what, 70, 75 years old?
Right, 77. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're still making mistakes. Why? So they don't know his identity. He doesn't have his identity at that age. I mean, my God. So I know my mission and my lane right now that I'm in is I want to make sure I want to make these high school kids aware that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does. So let's talk about that now. How can I get your identity? How can I build your character? How can I give you significance? How can I give you self-worth and value now so you don't make those mistakes at 26 or 36 or what, 77? That's what brings joy to me, is see if I can change some lives so they don't make those mistakes later on in life. Because we all do. We all screw up.
Neil, I appreciate you, man. That's great perspective, and I appreciate you being patient with us. Thanks for your time, man.
All right, John. Take care.
All right. There's Neil Lomax, former NFL quarterback. The team he saw this last week play is 0-23. That's McKay High School. They're the worst boys varsity basketball team in the state. Their coach, Dean Sanderson, joins us next to talk about their final game of the season. He needs a W tonight on senior night. Can McKay do it? We'll talk to Dean Sanderson next. All right, the boys varsity basketball team at McKay High School in Salem. I'd say they got a victory this season. I think they got multiple victories, but one of them came a few weeks ago where on the way home after losing a basketball game in Bend and getting beat badly in Bend, a couple of the players on the team were videotaped singing John Denver, Take Me Home Country Road. Bobby, can you punch up a little Take Me Home Country Road? They played this song.
Almost heaven.
We invited him in the studio. And the kids from McKay High School won over this audience, certainly. Their coach is Dean Sanderson. They're 0-23 to this point of the season, and he joins me now. Dean Sanderson, how are you doing, Coach?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing well. Where do we sit? Are you 0-23? Is that right?
That's where we sit right now. I feel like we've certainly gotten better, and some of the scores have reflected that. Some of them haven't, but I know we have a good spirit right now, and we're excited for tonight and give it one last shot to get a win.
Tonight is senior night for the kids at McKay. How many seniors do you have on this team?
We have four players and three managers, or just kids that we've given a role to, so seven total.
What's that going to be like for this team? Because I know there were some teams I've been on where I didn't want the season to end, and there have been some teams I've been on where I couldn't wait. What's this team's mentality right now?
You know, I think for the seniors, I think they don't want this to end. That's the message that I've got from them, and my practices have been good. And I know you and your list had something to do with that, just kind of picking spirits up. And I just think the grit and mentality has also played the largest role in sticking with it and making something good out of a tough situation.
You know, I think it's we judge wins and losses, but how close have you guys been to a victory this year? How many single-digit losses do you have?
We have one single-digit loss. We've got a couple games recently where we've been in the single digits in the fourth quarter and haven't been able to get over that hump. And tonight we're playing Summit, the team that the video kind of inspired after that game where we lost 61-13. But I really do feel like we have an opportunity here. They were just eliminated from the playoffs, and they're driving. They're making that three-hour trip over to us this time. You know, we prepared to win, so we're you know, we practiced hard yesterday, and we're ready to go.
Dean Sanderson with us, the head boys basketball coach at McKay High School. Our listeners banded together and donated $5,000 to your program.
Yeah.
I'm eager to see what you guys are going to do with that. I don't want to spoil any surprises, but you know, the kids, their reaction that day when I said, "Hey, our listeners have banded together," there was like a gasp in the room.
Yeah.
What do you think that was about?
I think the amount of money we're talking, you know, $5,000 is just something that, you know, our kids and other kids around the state that you help in your foundation just can't fathom. And so I really appreciate the listeners for that. I don't mind spoiling some of it. We're definitely going to honor the seniors with some type of a gift and scholarship with part of that money if they're heading to community college next year, whether we help them with a purchase of a computer or help them with their books the first term. We're definitely going to do that for those seven kids. And it's just special what your listeners did.
Well, I think, and if any other listeners want to join that cause, you can go to baldfacetruth.org and make a donation, and that can be earmarked for the kids at McKay High School. But, Coach, I appreciate that you guys have continued to coach these guys, prepare them for games. I think you've got multiple victories this year. I'm on record saying that. I would love to see 1-23 in the record books. So keep us updated.
We'll do it, and I appreciate it. I certainly have listened to your show, and you know what a class act Neil Lomax was to come to that game, even if it wasn't intentional, and talk to her kids, talk to me, and just a lot of positive things from you know, from the article that you wrote.
Did the kids know who Neil Lomax was? I mean, were they aware,
no,
or did they?
No. Yeah, I mean, I knew who he was. You know, just I've. You knew him from, you know, his professional career, and then listening to your show and hearing the work he did at Roosevelt High School, and now, you know, in Vancouver. And I've always looked up to that. And, just need more people like that to impact kids.
He looks a little like Will Ferrell, so I joked with him. The kids are going to go home and say, "Dad, I met Will Ferrell today."
Yeah, I think he got some blank looks when he was introducing himself, but that's okay. You know, I don't think our kids care, and they like getting recognition from, you know, from anyone. They just let them know they're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's interesting. How has, you know, they did the video that went viral. They came on this show. I wrote about them. How do you think those things affected those kids as they learned that other people knew their story and cared about them?
I just think that's positive in anything. And you know, I won't get into specifics, but we'll have some kids tonight on senior night whose parents have never came to a game and watched them play. And, you know, so for anybody, and there's other schools like this around our state that it can have people, you know, just reach out and tell them they're doing a good job, because you're right, there's victories within, you know, finishing a season without, you know, without that support at home. And, you know, so when people come up and say you're doing a good job, even though it's hard, I think that's a good thing, you know, for any kid.
Dean Sanderson, great job this season. Keep me updated, okay?
I'll do it.
All right. There he is, head varsity boys basketball coach at McKay High School. And I said it when those kids came in studio. They are a true team. And I think there are a lot of teams that win games that are not true teams. And I'm rooting like heck for McKay High School, but I know that they're going to be successful whether I am rooting or not. If you want to help them out, you can go to baldfacetruth.org, make a donation. It's tax deductible, and we will pass that through to McKay High School. But he's going to scholarship a whole bunch of those kids, and that's awesome. Coming up, the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk college basketball, track and field, and college football, and much more. You got the bald-faced truth. I'm broadcasting live from the Oregon Convention.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.